Texas DPS confirms two high-level leadership promotions following chief retirement. Texas Border Business, Austin. The Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, announces two leadership changes, which were confirmed by the Public Safety Commission, PSC, this week. The promotions are a result of the retirement of Infrastructure Operations Division, IOD, Chief Jason Hester, who retired after 28 years of dedicated service with the department. Leadership transitions are a natural part of any strong organization, and DPS is fortunate to have dedicated professionals who spend their careers serving the people of Texas with integrity and distinction, said DPS Colonel Freeman F. Martin. Chief Hester's contributions to this agency have left a lasting impact, and I am grateful for all he has done for this state. I have every confidence that we will continue to build upon that foundation and keep our mission to protect and serve Texas at the center of all we do. Jason Hester, Chief, Infrastructure Operations Division. Jason Hester began his career with DPS in 1998 as a Texas Highway Patrol, THP, trooper. Over the years, he moved up the ranks, promoting to various leadership positions, including THP Sergeant, THP Lieutenant, Training Operations Division, TOD, Captain and Major, and then THP Major. In 2019, he was named the Assistant Chief of the Regulatory Services Division, RSD, and in 2023, he was promoted to Chief of IOD. Chief Hester retired on May 31, 2026. The following personnel are being promoted due to his retirement. Gabriel L. Ortiz, Chief, Infrastructure Operations Division. Gabriel Ortiz began his career with DPS as a trooper in 1999. He has held numerous assignments throughout his time with the department, including Special Agent, Lieutenant, Captain and Major in DPS, Criminal Investigations Division, CID. His duties have varied from patrol assignments to conducting and overseeing organized crime investigations involving drugs, gangs, auto theft, human trafficking, fraud and other violent crime. In 2024, Ortiz was promoted to Region Chief of the Capital Region in Austin. Before joining DPS, Ortiz served in the U.S. Air Force, where he was assigned to security forces and performed assignments in the U.S., Europe and the Middle East. He also served with Taylor Co. Sheriff's Office in Abilene. Ortiz earned his Master Peace Officer Certificate from the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement and is a member of the FBI National Academy Associates, Inc., International Association of Chiefs of Police, Texas Police Association, Department of Public Safety Officers Association and the Texas Gang Investigators Association. He is a graduate of Texas A&M, Commerce, FBI National Academy Session No. 274 and Northwestern University School of Police Staff and Command Class No. 248 and holds a Master of Public Service and Administration from Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M University. Ralph Oland, Region Chief, Capital Region. Ralph Oland has more than two decades of service with DPS. He began his career as a Texas Highway Patrol, THP, trooper and worked in the Central Texas region. From THP, Oland moved to the Criminal Investigations Division, CID, and worked in narcotics in McAllen and Houston. Over the years, Oland has worked on many of the division's firsts, including helping establish the first Texas Anti-Gang Center in Houston, developing and supervising the first DPS CID Gang Homicide Unit, the first DPS CID Proactive Robbery, Violent Crime Unit, and the first DPS Region 2 Houston Threat to Life Unit. He was promoted to Major of CID at the Capitol in 2024. Oland served on the DPS Major Use of Force Review Board and the CID Use of Force Review Board and has the honor of presenting the Warrior Training at the CID New Agent School, where he stresses teamwork, constant innovation, unity and the department's core values. Oland is a Master Peace Officer and a graduate of the Northwestern University School of Police Staff and Command. He's an alumnus of the Virginia Military Institute and a fourth-generation law enforcement officer. Both appointments will be effective June 15, 2026. Please join us in congratulating these individuals. #HQ2026-67, Texas DPS.